Today's Cotton News Line is One Cut. It features Whitney Crow, extension entomologist for Mississippi State University. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
There's a number of things we can do. Obviously, chemical control is one of our main tools, but especially with plant bugs, there's a number of cultural practices we can implement. So promoting earliness, so planting early, choosing an early maturing variety, controlling things like tobacco thrips early in the season or weeds, things that potentially could delay our maturity later in the season and increase our input costs. Also, there's things like reducing nitrogen rates because nitrogen can promote rank cotton, which is a good environment for plant bugs, irrigation timing, some things like that, as well as when we're dealing with plant bugs in high pressure situations, making sequential applications within a 4 to 5 day period to control that heavy pressure. And we also recommend using diamond as adults begin migrating into the field. So more times than not, making a diamond application about that third week of square helps us control nymphs. And then after that, rotating chemistries, because we're pretty reliant on a few insecticides, and a couple of those happen to have some resistance. Plant bugs are resistant to some of those, but they're still effective. So rotating our chemistry so that we can still get the best control possible.